"I do not need ask your forgiveness now, Dejathoas," I cried. "You must know that my fault was of ignorance of your Barsoomian customs. What I failed to do, through implicit belief that my petition would be presumptuous and unwelcome, I do now, Dejathoas. I ask you to be my wife, and by all the Virginian fighting blood that flows in my veins, you shall be."
"No, John Carter, it is useless," she cried hopelessly. "I may never be yours while Sapthan lives."
"You have sealed his death warrant, my princess. Sapthan dies."
"Nor that either," she hastened to explain. "I may not wed the man who slays my husband, even in self-defense. It is custom. We are ruled by custom upon Barsoom. It is useless, my friend. You must bear the sorrow with me. That at least we may share in common. That, and the memory of the brief days among the Tharks. You must go now, nor ever see me again. Goodbye, my chieftain that was."
Disheartened and dejected, I withdrew from the room. But I was not entirely discouraged, nor would I admit that Dejathoas was lost to me until the ceremony had actually been performed. As I wandered along the corridors, I was as absolutely lost in the mazes of winding passageways as I had been before I discovered Dejathoas' apartments. I knew that my only hope lay in escape from the city of Zadanga, for the matter of the 4 dead guardsmen would have to be explained, and as I could never reach my original post without a guide, suspicion would surely rest on me so soon as I was discovered wandering aimlessly through the palace. Presently I came upon a spiral runway leading to a lower floor, and this I followed downward for several stories until I reached the doorway of a large apartment in which were a number of guardsmen. The walls of this room were hung with transparent tapestries, behind which I secreted myself without being apprehended. The conversation of the guardsmen was general, and awakened no interest in me until an officer entered the room and ordered 4 of the men to relieve the detail who were guarding the Princess of Helium. Now I knew my troubles would commence in earnest, and indeed they were upon me all too soon, for it seemed that the squad had scarcely left the guardroom before one of their number burst in again breathlessly, crying that they had found their 4 comrades butchered in the antechamber. In a moment the entire palace was alive with people, guardsmen, officers, courtiers, servants, and slaves ran helter-skelter through the corridors and apartments carrying messages and orders and searching for signs of the assassin.